if you have everybody sending, then nobody's available to receive. So that's a problem with blocking primitives. You have the blocking primitives. You must make, you're responsible for making certain that there is somebody to receive your message. And this is a classic way somebody couldn't receive a message if they were sending, waiting for somebody else to receive. So if everybody does a blocking send, and then everybody does a blocking receive, we're dead meat, because everybody will wait on the blocking send. So we have to arrange that half the processes do a blocking send, half the processes do a blocking receive, and then they alternate. They reverse roles. So that's automatically built in MPI underbar send receive. So that's a good reason to use that primitive. It takes care of that synchronization. It still preserves synchronization. Ah.